Good morning, Rain Partners. Welcome to the one-year anniversary of the Monday Morning Motivator. 1 year ago, we started this process, and now 52 weeks later, we are still going strong with members from coast to coast on the line. For today's message, I dived into the archives of the calls, pulled out some of the topics, and I'm going to interview Richard to further dive into the lessons that we're going to learn today. So without any further delay, please help welcome to line Mr. Richard Dolan. Hey, Rich, happy Easter, first of all.
Happy Easter, my friend, and how have you been?
I've been wonderful. How about yourself?
I've been wonderful. You know, Easter's a great time of a reflection and connection, family, and really forging forward through all the ups and downs of any incompletions that you've got with friends or family and colleagues to just kind of sit back and relax and let it go and reinvent, right? Realign. So grateful for the time.
So have you come out of your Cadbury milk chocolate coma that you and Mateo are suffering from the weekend?
Goodness gracious, I tell you, we actually almost had to call the paramedics because I think I was in a sugar coma twice this weekend.
So, Rich, this is our 52-week, exactly.
Yes.
1 year ago this Monday, we started this process, and now entire year later, if you actually think about it, you know, based upon our molecules in our body, every one of the people that are listening to this is a completely different person, if you really think about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I've dived into some of the archives, and I just want to pull out some of the topics that we maybe can discuss further. And one of them was the topic of commitment. So for the last 52 weeks, you and I have been every month, every week, we've come out, we had a call, and there's people on this line right now that have not missed one call. So 52 weeks later, what should we be experiencing right now after going through a lot of these, going through this process?
Well, you know, I began with the framework for what these calls were meant to be. When we launched Rain Mastery, we took a stand and we designed and we developed and we launched this whole idea of a real estate leadership philosophy. A real estate leadership philosophy was not what it took to be a leader, but to be in action as a leader would when it came to producing results in real estate. And so what there was an absolute call to all members who chose real estate as their future, as a vocation, as their next chapter, as a reason to reestablish or redevelop or grow again or grow more their personal net worth or life worth, whatever it was that brought them to real estate, to call them forward to the plate and to swing as hard as they could to produce effective results from the plate in the game they call real estate. And what we found was inside this conversation about what it takes to be a leader in real estate is correlated directly with what it takes and is equal to what it takes to be a leader in life. So a leader in real estate is no different from being a leader in life. Someone who's accountable, someone who's committed, someone who's clear, someone who's on purpose, and someone who's making an investment or someone who's taking a step every day onward and forward, upward and onward to produce a result because they said so. And so when we look back 1 year from today, you're right, at a very molecular level, everybody across the country, hundreds of members have written us, and they've reported not just great results in taking action in buying their first or next property or finding one more joint venture partner or raising more money than they thought, but we're hearing surprisingly reports of an increased ability to communicate better with their children, to do more inside their family, to have reinvented their marriage or their relationships or their relationship to the idea of relationships. We've heard so much feedback that this conversation called real estate leadership philosophy, as we created that framework for the next level of your experience in producing real estate results, not only affected you in real estate, but has actually really caused some seismic shifts inside your life. And for that, 1 year later, we're proud of that. Russ, we've done some good work.
Absolutely. And if you really think about it, the Real Estate Investment Network, one of the things we pride ourselves on is the training of the skill set, the how-tos, the how to invest as real estate, in real estate, the how to manage your properties, the how to get financing. So we really produce some strong skill set in people. This month, weekly program in the Rain Mastery has really been focused on the mindset of that. So, Rich, from your perspective, how important is it to complement the skill set with the proper mindset?
Well, you know, if people are taking note or have got some paper handy, here's the illustration I would draw, because for those who've gotten to know me over the past year, and you especially, Wes, because we've been partners in the success that we've created, this venture, this ascent that we've now summited, 1 year later. And I'm a big visual teacher and I'm a visual learner. But if you were to draw two circles and have them connect in some way, what you'd have on the left is this thing called skill set that you're referring to. And inside the conversation called the real estate leadership philosophy, what we know is that inside of the space of RAIN for the past 20 years, the skill set, what we would call the content of real estate, is what we've been teaching. And Don's done a tremendous job at doing that, being a national best-selling author and the most sought-after media specialist by hundreds of radio and television stations. You know, we are the go-to source for all things educative in the real estate world, for our analysis, our research, our how-tos, and get-it-dones. You know, this is the place that real estate results lives. That's why we have a $4 billion track record. That's why RAIN has 26,000 satisfied customers for the past two decades and counting. And that's why we'll continue to grow, not just across the country, but around the world as we continue to globalize our reach. Now, that alone is not enough. Knowing how to work out is not going to help you get in shape. The other ring is the mindset. You've got to do what you know you need to do to get in shape. You need to eat less and work out more. So just knowing about real estate, knowing how to analyze it, knowing the fundamentals, knowing the economic indicators, knowing the great tale of what is it that drives values in any continuing market isn't enough. You've got to do something. You've got to be in action. You've got to swing the club to hit the ball. And so that mindset is where it smells like motivation, self-improvement, self-empowerment, self-leadership, and accountability and action and planning. And that's the place that people either have gotten really, really uncomfortable with or have gotten really, really inspired by. And the people who got really, really uncomfortable with it knew that, hey, they've been hanging out. They've been camping out at Camp Coping. You know, they've been handling a lot of their friends and loving the conversations of average and getting rich on mastering mediocrity. And you know, people are happy campers. And so they felt a little bit bothered by the fact that we were calling people out that way. It's like, hey, you know what, back off. You just want to learn and continue to grow. And that's okay, but we aren't interested in just average. We want to keep producing results for members. So when you take the skill set and you marry it to a mindset, which comes down to prioritizing what's important, finding out what your what Dr. Paul Stoltz would call your real deal, your values, and your values of significance, the things that would actually give you great pleasure and pride in accomplishing results, not just in real estate, but in life, then all of a sudden what that gives you now is a new life set. So if you draw a box around those two circles, you've got a real fully compartmentalized, fully incredibly and measurably effective educational body, which we would call the optimal life. Having that life set allows you to leverage what you know, leverage what you can do, so you can have what it is that you're desiring in your life. Because people aren't waking up Tuesday mornings, right, Russ, and saying, hey, you know what, I can't wait for extra cash flow today, or I can't wait to go find my new tenants, or I can't wait to go and buy that new property and renovate it and then flip it. What we're doing it all for is what it produces on the other side, that financial freedom, that excess cash flow buys new teeth for the kids or puts the elder kids into college or allows me to buy the vacation home of our dreams or puts me into Belize for the reasons that are important to me. So that life set is what we now strive for. So RAIN 3.0, which basically was built on the foundation of this real estate leadership philosophy, which Russ, you and I have been championing now for 1 year, is about elevating the conditions of satisfaction, elevating what people call average, moving that benchmark up just a little bit, enough for it to feel like a stretch, not for it to feel impossible, so that through real estate, people can really, really live into a financial certain future. And that's what that's been about. That's the skill set, life set, comes out of leveraging a mindset.
Wonderful. And I know you talked about the elevation of the experience, and a couple of my favorite ones over the past 52 weeks have been the one about the jazzed and juicy language and the one about the destiny planning that you put in place. What would be some of your favorites that you had over the last 52 weeks or maybe even what have you over the past 52 weeks, how have you grown through this process?
Well, you know, let me answer your questions in reverse. I think that the way I've grown is, of course, as the best way to be an incredible leader is by being a teacher. And to be a teacher, you've got to be a student. So engaging in this process, as you first-handedly know, Russ, it requires some preparation. So I've been reading more now than ever before. I've been preparing more content than ever before because I've got to impart this knowledge and this expertise to hundreds of people, if not thousands, across the country. Russ, that's our job. So it's forced me to really fire up that side of my brain and that side of my behaviors and to illuminate my life with a commitment to learning and absorbing and enriching my bandwidth to now go out and inspire others. So as a person, just Richard Dolan himself, I've learned a lot about myself. I've had to break through some serious stuff. You know, I've been very confronted by the kind of father I need to be and grow into, the kind of life partner I am, not just to my family, but to those who are around me and count on me, and being able to understand that there is a real rigor that you've got to live by when you begin to become very aware and conscious to the things you're teaching. Kind of hard to teach something with power if you're not living with it with purpose. And so it's had me question and had me continue to reevaluate the authenticity in which I live by because I'm teaching it. As far as my favorites, you know, I don't think I've got anyone in particular that really sticks out for me. You know, I think they all become quite important. I believe that I don't remember that one Monday on that real snowy February. I think what's memorable is the conditions and the terms in which you and I, Russ, have to get into the studio and actually deliver these talks, you know, whether it's being on the road and from afar or overseas, on holidays with family running around the house. We have been undaunted, absolutely committed to, in fact, delivering these weekly lessons. So the weekly lessons, not one in particular, stands out. What stands out for me is how unbeatable and how unmovable and how unshakable you and I have been in producing a weekly call in spite of holidays, in spite of disruptions, in spite of our schedules and our flights and our timing with family and friends and other incredible commitments. Our commitment has been unwavering. So I think what we've become is that we've become utterly clear as to our commitment to members to have an elevated educative experience. And I think that's the one thing I'd like to share with everybody. I know it's a bit of a pat on our back, but it's definitely my truth and most honest response to your question.
Absolutely. Well, you know, one of the things I really like is I love getting the notes from the RAIN members. Mm. So that's it's just adds a little extra validation to what we do. And you know, for me, it's really I've had a chance to innovate and implement, and I'm very inspired after each of the weekly calls. Mm-hmm. Because you know, at the heart of all of this, as being a leader within the RAIN community, I am a student, full on, 100% a student, and I learn and I take notes from everything that you and I talk about, and I like to consider myself a model, you know, on the runway, obviously, a model for a lot of the RAIN members of you know, what we need to do within our own personal lives. And my, you know, my relationship, my business is better than it has been, and things have just, it's been a fantastic year, so I wanted to thank you for that, Rich. And I would bet many of the people, if not all the people on the line, would probably agree with that.
Well, Russ, you know, I appreciate the compliment, and I'm grateful of your acknowledgement, so thank you. I take it graciously. But I've got to really kind of turn the mirror of reflection onto you. You know, what people don't realize, and one of the things to your comments around, I love hearing from members too, I've noticed, though, over the course of the years that the people that would once write me and say, hey, this is great, thanks for the call, love it, here's what happened to me, here's what I did on my homework, here's what happened out of doing the homework, that number has dwindled. And I don't know if it's because I've stopped or I've slowed down or have decreased the number of times I've invited everyone to, in fact, share with us what it is that you've discovered this week or where your breakthroughs are. But as that number's diminished, what I realize is that it's not easy for people to share and be vulnerable. I get that. It's not easy for people to engage with others and share a part of their lives. They think we're too busy, Russ. They think we got so much other important stuff going on when people don't have to stop to really understand one thing. Remember, you are the most important thing that makes us tick. Without you, we wouldn't be in business. Without you, we wouldn't be able to do this. Without you, the member, we wouldn't have these weekly calls. So we want to hear from you. We want to know how it's working. We want to engage in a conversation because this is not a service we're providing. This is a partnership we're living into. And so to you, Russell, you've really stepped up as a partner. You've always delivered. You've never missed a call. You were always driving this curriculum, making sure that I'm on point and making sure that we're of value and on point for the things that people are coming onto these calls for. So I want to acknowledge you for the profession that you've become. I want to acknowledge you for the commitment that you've lived into. And I certainly want to acknowledge you for the difference you've made, because for many more years than I've been here, members from Coast to Coast have reported how tremendous of the value they've gotten because of you and who you are to the RAIN members. So on behalf of them, Russ, I thank you.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Rich. That's very kind of you. And you know, it warms my heart when I at RAIN meetings when people come up and say they get a lot of value out of these Monday calls. So that's the reason why we do a lot of this. So,
absolutely.
Rich, what's next from here? Where do we go from here? And also, we want to definitely, it's not about us. We want to leave the members with some homework. So what's next and what's our homework for this week?
I think what we need to do is we need to probably employ one of the great lessons we learned from our good friend and the very woman that we're just finishing up the Eastern tour with in Canada, Oprah Winfrey, where, you know, why don't you plant yourself a garden of gratitude? You know, make your top 10 list of the things that you've learned this past year. The top 10 things, the top 10 insights or breakthroughs, the top 10 transforming, life-altering insights that you received. And it might be from juicy to jazzy language. It might be to your destiny day timer. It might be anywhere from just some simple decisions you made or some simple commitments that you've created or just the act of being on the calls. But 10. Challenge yourself to note down 10. 10 things that you can take stock in that you've learned this whole year. And what I want to challenge you to do is post that at myrainspace.com. Post what you've learned. I'm calling out to all members that if you've gotten anything at all, and you might just want to post your top 3, but I want you to try and stretch for 10, and here's why. If you don't look, you'll find nothing. If you don't search, you won't get it, but you got to dig deep. And if you dig deep, here's what it's going to look like. I got an insight about what kind of businessman I can be. Great. Well, but what does that mean? Well, it means that I'm going to start to, you know, probably living my day a little bit fuller. Great. Then what does that mean? Well, it means I got up an hour earlier and I went to bed an hour later. Okay, great. But what does that look like? Well, I got to read a book actually a week more than I thought I would. Wonderful. And what difference does that make? You see, I've already identified 6 or 7 things that you learned out of the one insight you gained. We never go deep enough. And that's why these motivational Monday mornings were so important, was to just kickstart your thinking as to how much stuff you can actually get done and are able to do. So top 10, what are they? What'd you get? What are the insights? What are the breakthroughs? What's the transformations that you've gotten in yourself, your life, or your business, or in real estate? And post them at myrainspace.com. That'd be the greatest compliment, the greatest achievement we can definitely ask of you to accomplish. So thank you.
Wow, what a wonderful exercise. So really, it's kind of a little bit of a reflection over the past 52 weeks, and I don't think there'll be anything wrong with posting what you want to maybe gain out of the next 52 weeks at all.
You bet.
So what a wonderful place to leave this conversation. So RAIN Partners, today was our 52nd week of doing this process, and I know many of you, Norma, Don Rossum, Jean, there's lots of you on this line. I can't even name you all, but there's a lot of you on the line that have been every week without fail. So congratulations to you. And thank you, Richard, for playing full out for the past year. And we're only getting going, aren't we, Rich?
You better believe it, buddy.
If you have any questions, you can always call the RAIN office at 1-888-824-7346. I'm Russell Westcott from the Real Estate Investment Network, signing off, wishing you a masterful week. Bye for now.